Good afternoon, Port Harcourt, and welcome to the Sunny Side. This is your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Gabriella, and it's great to be on your radio today. So let's just dive right into it. We have quite interesting conversations lined up for you on the show today. We're going to kickstart things talking about online banking versus traditional banking, you know, your physical banks, that is. So I saw this video online, and that video actually made me think about numerous stories I've heard about people who had terrible banking experiences. I saw a video about 2 weeks ago, a young man who came crying in the bank saying that he had a few, you know how you fill those deposit slips, withdrawal slips, and he had tried to withdraw money, and then he was told that, the money in his account was not enough it wasn't up to the amount he was trying to withdraw. And in trying to investigate to find out what happened to his balance, he found out that there had been some hanky-panky somewhere around along the line, obviously from on the side of the bank. And he created a scene, you know, caused a stir, and he made it online, you know, the video of him just, you know, doing all of that. There's so many stories. Yesterday, I saw a video of a woman who was in a certain bank, name withheld for obvious reasons. And in that bank, someone else, a third person, was recording, and the lady was literally just pleading for her ATM card. And the bank lady was being extremely rude. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever seen any bank, you know, staff being that rude to anybody. That will probably be the worst experience I have ever seen so far. She was being extremely rude. She called her names and said there was nothing she could do. If she was tired, she should close the account, blah, blah, blah. And she just went on and on and on and on. And so I thought about it, you know, could this be the reason why a lot of people are now deciding to go digital banking, even though digital banking is now becoming the order of the day? So we're going to dive into that conversation shortly. On the 1 o'clock hour, and by the way, there's going to be a poll on Twitter. I'd like that you go on there and vote. Do you prefer online banking or physical banking? It's on Twitter at Nigeria Info PhD. You can go on there and drop your votes, and I'll definitely take your comments as the show progresses on the Sunny Side today. I am Gabriella. Do well to connect with us on social media. We're going to be streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and we're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Click the follow button and drop your comments. I'll take them definitely as the conversation progresses. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. I am Gabriella, and let it begin. I'm actually right now watching a video that was posted yesterday by some disgruntled individual who was in the banking hall of a certain bank and was complaining about the fact that, you know, the exorbitant charges had become so much that he had lost literally all his money and literally could not do anything tangible with what was left in his bank account. I know that you also would have stories like that to tell. I have stories like that to tell. Have you ever just been going about your day, seems as though everything is going just fine, and then you begin to receive these debits, you know, text messages from your bank saying, ooh, 100 naira for this, 100 naira for that maintenance, 200 naira for this maintenance, and God save you if you have a current or a business account. That's even worse. So let's talk about traditional banking. As we know, it's walking into a banking hall, you know, physically filling up, you know, those withdrawal or deposit slips, doing your transactions, your transfers, you know, and all the financial, you know, transactions you might want to do in that physical location of your banking hall. Not to even mention the rigors sometimes when you want to have these transactions done. You meet a long queue, you meet a crowded people in the hall, and you have to wait hours upon hours to either verify verify your BVN or, you know, link your BVN or change your number or change your name, etc. It is very, very tasking sometimes. But when you want to bring that and mirror that against digital banking from the comfort of your home on your mobile phone or your computer or whatever, you can actually open an account, you can credit the account, you can request for an ATM card, you can link your BVN, you can update your information, you can change your information, you can do literally anything in minutes. So there's been that argument as to saying, oh, the reason why digital banking right now, online banking as we know it, is thriving, and we actually are seeing an emergence of so many online banks that do not have physical locations, is because of these loopholes and gray areas in traditional banking that has made for this to happen. And there's also the argument that says, oh, well, digital banking, you don't get to receive these exorbitant debits, maintenance deducts from your bank balance. And so sometimes even for your transactions or your transfers, you know how you want to send 10,000 naira to your friend or your family and then you debited 50 naira for that transaction. Sometimes in some of these online banks, you do not even get that debit or that charge for transfers. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on about this, but you already know what these things are. So I really want to know what you think about this. Do you think that digital banking is taking over gradually? Many people say, oh, the fact that my bank, maybe Bank A, you know, the A bank does not have a physical address where you can come and carry out your financial transactions, it makes my life easier. But for some other people who say, no, I would rather a physical banking hall I can walk into and meet someone and ask the right questions and all that. It all boils down to convenience. But looking at how fast the world is evolving and where we're going right now in the industry, what do you think? And for your own personal experience, I'd also like to know, which is better, online banking or traditional banking? Let's talk about this on this hour. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Those those are the numbers to call. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Like I already said, we're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. There's a poll actually on Twitter. You can go up on there and vote. I would like to know what your thoughts are on the matter. Online banking, physical banking, which do you prefer, and tell me why. Remember, when you do call, to turn on the volume on your radio and please provide a call screener with your name, your correct name, so I can pronounce your name correctly. And I'd love to talk to you. So we got some comments already on WhatsApp. Oh, wow. This says, Gabby, where have you been? I've been to London, actually, to share my heartfelt condolences with the royal family. Engineer Ezek Kingsley says, good afternoon, Gabby. Welcome back. Don't you know your followers are missing you? Welcome, great analyst with a supersonic voice. Wow. That's a lot of accolades for little me. Thank you very much, Engineer Kingsley Ezzy. I know I'm just standing in for Denise Dennis today, as she's not available today. That's what it is. And this year says, welcome back from your vacation. Hope you're refreshed. I'm not on vacation. I'm actually working, but not on the sunny side. I'm just standing in for Denise. All right. So this says, let's forget about this online banking. It has become an avenue for hackers. No matter the time it takes, the traditional banking is the best. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Anonymous, let's speak to Bernard. Bernard is calling from Mile One. Good afternoon, Bernard. You're welcome. All right, Bernard, please do well to call back. Joshua from Igweche. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Go ahead.
I think the digital banking is actually what is obtainable in this generation. But the concern is a problem of Wi-Fi, not having access to good internet services.
Mm-hmm.
and the lighting situation of our nation currently. So, considering these factors, we cannot say we'll go for the digital banking. If not, it's actually what is in vogue for our generation.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's a clear disadvantage, so to speak, when it comes to digital banking. So when you don't have great network reception, or your Wi-Fi is bad or down, and you want to make an emergency transfer, that can be quite the challenge. I totally agree with you. That has happened to me several times. I'll give you a quick story of one time I was in the supermarket. I was trying to buy a few things, and I had already picked everything. It was time to pay, and I needed to do a transfer because I did not have a card to that certain account on an online bank, and it just refused to go. It was so frustrating. I had to eventually leave everything I had bought and just go home upset and pissed. So yes, that is definitely a pitfall when it comes to digital banking. Bernard is back on the line, calling from Mile One. Good afternoon, Bernard.
Good afternoon. My name is Bernard. I'm calling from Mile One.
All right, go ahead.
Please. This banking of a thing, I don't really understand, because even in my bank, somebody transferred money to me. They cut my money. They cut the money. I withdraw. They cut the money every day. Even I bought a recharge card from my bank. They cut money. So I don't really understand the charges. I get to the bank and complain. They say that is the work of central bank. Say it's BBN that is causing the charge. So I don't really understand the charges for and what they are charging for. Every day, if you withdraw 1,000, they will collect money. You withdraw this one, they will collect money. So I don't really understand what is going on in Nigeria.
That's a question I'm also asking myself. Let's go look for the answers. Yeah? What really is going on in Nigeria? Thank you, Bernard. Jackson from Elaka here. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, the topic you presented today is a very good one. Online banking and the conventional banking system. Okay, now, there are common... Can you hear me, please?
Loud and clear, Jackson. Go ahead.
All right. There are common reason why online banking should be preferable nowadays, but there are also challenges why the acceptance it's quite low in our country here.
Right.
Now, at this age of time and in our generation, online banking is supposed to be what's in vogue, supposed to be what we are using, as you can see in the other parts of the world. But some of the challenges we have is that we don't have a good database in Nigeria, in as much as the banks are trying to put that in order, but they still haven't gotten there yet. And then our security system, as our cyber security system, cannot protect the customers who are using these channels now. For instance, most of our banks we have in Nigeria are still using the one-line system. Some of them have the satellite they're running on. They are all using local area network in their various branches and goes down most of the time, posing a challenge for customers to have access to their phone when they need it and how they need it. And then the reconciliation system also is also poor. When there is a debit and then the customer did not get value or there is a misallocation of the funds somewhere, it becomes very difficult for them to retrace this fraud and reconcile the customer's account. These are some of the challenges that are being faced by online bank users, whereas the conventional banking, which as Africans, as we know, we are always take back seat when we want to adopt technology. So, those are some of the challenges that make online banking very difficult to use right now. But otherwise, it should have been the most preferable thing currently. In fact, people shouldn't have to go to banks at this age and time.
Right.
You can see what that is doing to our currency.
Okay, Jackson, thank you very much for sharing. On WhatsApp, quite a number of comments here. This here says... All right, Chiagozie from Abuja says, so Gabby, you came back, you didn't buy ice cream. Traditional banking is better. Chiagozie, thank you very much for your thoughts. And I don't really like ice cream, sadly. This here says, good afternoon, Gabriella. Mobile banking would have to be the best banking in the 21st century, but dubious people, dubious bank staff worsen the whole situation. Therefore, digital banking is the best. And that's from Ado Ulele Barry Gabriel. Thank you very much for sending that in from Konoboy Town. Hope I got that correctly. And Jenny Sara says, I prefer digital banking to avoid unnecessary queues and delays in transactions. I totally agree with you. I don't like the delay in bank. I can't remember the last time I got on a queue at a bank to do anything. Oh, I remember actually. It was, I think last month, I needed to go get an ATM card and I was standing in the queue for, say, 20 minutes thereabout. It wasn't for so long anyway, but that was tasking. I don't like to stress. I'm not that kind of girl that likes to stress herself that like that, you know. Anyway, Charles is calling from Mercyland. Good afternoon, Charles. Hello, Charles.
Hello, good afternoon, Gabriel.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Traditional banking and online banking. I must tell you that traditional banking should fade away. Despite the disadvantage attributed to online banking, traditional banking itself has its own disadvantage. But the advantage of online banking is far better to overlook those disadvantages. Because more actually taking Nigerian banking in context here, the structure is not that effective. You go to a banking hall, you spend hours just to carry out one and transaction or to carry out one thing done. You spend hours and you see all manner of, how will I say, unpalatable customer attitude.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, what happened, Charles? Thank you for calling. Please do also call back if you'd like to, conclude what you were trying to say. But I agree with you. Have you ever gotten into a banking hall and because of how many people are in that hall at the same time, the atmosphere, the air is no longer, palatable. You know, you begin to perceive foul smells, maybe stale sweat on people's bodies. It's always not very interesting to experience. God's Will on WhatsApp says, Gabby's back. Did you know that myself and my family don't... Okay, he goes on to say traditional banking is better. God's Will, thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate your thoughts. Wow, there are lots of people watching on Facebook, by the way. Do you know we're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH? You can actually watch us live and drop your comments on Facebook. There's a poll also up on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can go on there and vote, and I'll take your comments as well as the results when that is done. All right, so some comments on Facebook. Emmanuel Munam says, welcome back, Gabby. Online banking is better and faster, especially in this 21st century. All right. Upright Daniel says online banking is better. A particular bank in particular, no hidden charges, no card maintenance charges, and you get 25 free transfers every month. Above all, swift transaction. Well done, presenter. You're beautiful. Oh, thank you very much. I agree with you because I also use that one, that bank you mentioned. I also use them. And it's just amazing. So that's one of the benefits, in as much as there are disadvantages as well. But that's one of the benefits as well. The fact that, you know, all the numerous charges you have to pay and fees you have to pay for transfers, for card maintenance, for this and that. You really don't have all of that when it comes to online banking. All right, more comments here on Facebook says, this one is from Chia Gozier, who says, wow, our Gabby's back. We go dance Makosa. We've missed you. Traditional banking is better, although it's strong and time-consuming. Thank you very much, Chia Gozier. And I agree with you. It can be time-consuming. More comments are here on Facebook, but let's see what's going on Twitter. And we'll get back to the phone lines. And TechMan_ on Twitter says, for this age, your phone camera and ordinary camera, which do you go out with for picnic? It depends on people's preferences. So we're shocked that lots of people would prefer the normal camera, the regular traditional camera. Good afternoon, Charles. You're welcome back.
Okay, Gabby.
Yes, please.
Okay,
go ahead.
If you watch very well, I'm still using Nigeria as a context. The structure of the banking hall, you go there, most of the banking hall are not conducive. staffs are not enough to attend to people. And most of them, their attitude that they give to these customers are very, very bad. Because someone coming with the financial issues to you is already facing some level of depression. When you come and you get some attitude from these bankers, it makes you more frustrated. So I think we should transit from this traditional to online. It's the best. Yes, people can make an argument. It is risky. Cyber and crime, hacking, and all the rest. But those elements, things cannot undermine its effectiveness, its convenience, its privacy, and its reliability. Because from there, you can have the whole banking activities on your mobile phone. You can make a transaction. You can receive an SMS of any transaction done on your account. It makes life easy for us. I think it is better, and we should transit fully into that. Thank you.
All right, Charles, thank you very much for calling back to conclude on your thoughts. We're still taking your calls, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Online banking versus traditional banking, your physical banking hall, which is better in your opinion, and why would you choose that? We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can watch us live and drop your comments. Lots of people are tuned in right now. I can see everyone. I wish I could call out all your names, but thank you very much for joining us live on Facebook. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. There's a poll up on Twitter. Go on there and vote. I'm going to take your comments as well. And before the end of the conversation, in about 9 minutes, I see. At Fazy God's Pa on Twitter says, online banking all the way, as long as their customer service is top-notch. Well, the thing is, most of them actually are top-notch, you know. Most of them are. More tweets here. At Wilcox underscore Lee D says, I prefer online banking because it's safer, easier, and faster. You can ask any question using the online customer care in case of uncertainty. Online banking saves you some amount. Stress traveling to the banking hall and the queue and the one you would encounter due to what? Now, this is an incomplete tweet, but thank you regardless for sharing that with me. We'll get back to the comments on Facebook, but let's quickly make a dash to WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, this is from Simon from Eneka. Simon says, I prefer a bank with a physical structure. Since the time of MMM, I'm still skeptical about anything digital. Oh, I love money. I don't want anything to tamper with my little money. I can understand your feelings and your sentiments, Simon. I saw a video a while ago of a young man who had, you know, deposited quite an amount of money. I think it was 100,000 naira. And from his story, he had never had to handle 100,000 naira in his entire life. So that's literally the highest amount of money he's ever had. And so he deposited it in his bank, and then he made a video just in front of his bank and said, this is me just coming to check on my money to be sure that the bank is still here and nothing is happening to my money. So I could totally understand, Simon, when you say, look, it's a physical bank for me so that if anything happens, I have somewhere, you know, a point of call to come and say, hey, what's going on with my money? So I totally understand. Thank you very much, Simon, for sharing that with me. Morgan is calling all the way from Owerri. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Why? I think most of people, most of them, have their own limitation. Why I would suggest that online banking would have been better. So, to be very frank, I can't remember the last time I actually said I've been banked physically. Like in the last speaker said, the attitude of the customers, the tellers, and the attitude of the tellers is becoming something else. And what I've noticed, they are not secretly holding cash for POS guys.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of things in the system that is bad. You're going to want to make a... Okay, online is limited to normal transfers and transfers, basically. But there are some other banking functions that one might need that, okay, now you want to make a, you want to have a cash of 500K, they will not give you this cash. But when someone that is into POS, that have been partnering with them, comes in, gives them some couple of cash, and the cash available for them. Now, I would suggest they post everything to online, then pass, make authentications for more security. That is just what I would say.
All right. All right, Morgan, and you made a very valid point. In fact, that has also been an argument. A lot of people saying, are these POS agents taking over from, you know, the banking industry? I mean, many people hardly would scarcely go to an ATM machine to make a withdrawal. But, I mean, you would easily just conveniently, even though you have to pay a certain amount negotiable between you and the POS agent, you just easily want to, you know, go to a POS agent and say, hey, I want to withdraw so amount of money. You don't have issues of, oh, the ATM swallowed my card, or my card has been blocked, or stuff like that. So that's a whole conversation in itself altogether. But thank you, Morgan, for sharing that with me. Lots of comments on Facebook. Let me see how our poll is doing on Twitter. Let's see. I'll get back to the phone line shortly. You were down to 5 minutes for this conversation. Wow, a lot of people are voting on Twitter. All right, I'll get back to that before the end of the conversation. All right. Frank from Eneka says on WhatsApp, online banking is very good because it saves time and energy for emergency of human needs compared to traditional banking in this modern era. All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. Let's take some comments on Facebook now. Awaji Abraham says, good afternoon. Online banking is better for me. I wish I can get my card and do other things online so I wouldn't have to go to the bank so as to avoid the strenuous activities in a physical bank. Well, that's what online banking actually, you know, provides for you. But thank you, Abraham, for sharing that with me. Onyekadi Clement Jr. says, you won't hate online banking until your bank scams you of your hard earned salary. A certain bank on my mind because I'm a victim. He actually mentions the name of the bank on his comments, but obviously I can't mention that on radio. But thank you for sharing your thoughts. And he goes on to say, welcome back, Gabby. Thank you very much. Kelechi Williams says, good afternoon. My colleague in the office complains to me today that someone transferred money to him, and since yesterday the money hasn't dropped until now. So online banking would have been better if not for the network thing. So I guess it's everywhere. I mean, there is nothing that is a perfect solution to anything. There will always be that one or two challenges with everything. So yes, the traditional banking system works in certain areas where, okay, you don't have issues of network. You go to a bank and just fill a withdrawal or transfer form and boom, you know, it's done. You don't have, you have no business. Whatever else needs to be done is done and is the responsibility of the bank. But when it comes to online banking, you have to think about your network. Is it strong enough? What's happening? Is the money hanging? Blah, blah, blah. Everything has its own challenges and benefits. That's as much as I'll say. Lamaya King says, the banking system today is not trying at all. You said something else, but I will not say that on radio. Obviously, if you want to know what he says, go on Facebook. We're streaming live on there and see his comments. King, thank you very much for sharing. I think I took Emmanuel's comment already. All right, let's go on now to Twitter. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to get back to Twitter shortly. We'll take a final call and we're going to wrap this conversation up. When it comes to online banking and traditional banking, I do not think that this debate or the tussle for the power will ever end, because again, this is jet age. You know, it's a technology age we're in right now, and the world literally is advancing and it's going to continue to advance. I mean, in certain countries right now, you don't even need an ATM card. All you need to do is just flip your wrist over the machine, the ATM machine in a mall, at a restaurant or an eatery, and you've paid. Why? Because again, just like we have the BVN system here, you already have your bio data in, you know, the nation's coffers. So all they need to do is take your information when you scan your screen or your thumbprint, and they already know your bank details and they already have access and permission to into your bank details to make that withdrawal. That's where the world is going right now. Are we ready for that yet? Would the traditional banking system survive that era when it actually comes?
So what?
Maurice is my final caller from Thai. Good afternoon, Maurice. Hello, Maurice.
Hello, guys.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah. Hello.
I can hear you, Maurice. Go ahead. Okay. Sadly, I guess Maurice couldn't hear me clearly. I'm going to still take one final call and I guess we can wrap it up. I don't think we have the time for that, Sally. So thank you very much to everyone who's joined our conversation. We do have to go now. For all the comments I could not take, thank you for sharing regardless. I might try to take them on the other hour, on the 1 o'clock hour. Well, here's what I'll just say. Like I already said, it's not... This conversation is not going to end now. And I also think it boils down to preference. There are people, just like you already heard, people who still prefer traditional banking, where you can go to a banking hall and, you know, make your request, see a physical human being like yourself and, you know, make your complaints, etc., etc., while others prefer the online system. So whichever works best for you, by all means, indulge and do what works the best for you.